This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. John Ray is joining us. He is the Kansas Soybean Commission's representative to and the vice chairman of the Soy Aquaculture Alliance. John, you recently attended the Soy Aquaculture Alliance board meeting and the Aquaculture America Conference in Hawaii. What was your impression of what you heard and saw of the aquaculture industry?
The aquaculture industry is quite large. We've seen presentations from anywhere from freshwater to marine fish to shrimp to oysters and clams. And there was two presentations that actually tied back to Kansas. There was one presentation on trout that they are being fed soy, and breeding lines are being selected on their tolerance to soy, and it's very promising. And another one was actually funded by the Kansas Soybean Commission, and it had to do with catfish and alder. And it's called an in-pond raceway. And what it does is it allows these fish, instead of being produced in the whole pond itself, it's more in about a third of the pond, and it circulates the water. So it actually keeps the waste away. It keeps the fish healthier. And they've actually seen where it is producing maybe up to a 10% increase in the total poundage coming out of those ponds.
The fish protein demand continues to grow.
You know, everybody hears by the year 2050, we're going to have to double our food supply. Well, fish is actually surpassed beef of being the number one meat consumed in the world. So especially in those areas where the huge population's going to be coming from, their number one choice of meat most of the time is fish. So the more soy we can teach these people to feed their fish is only going to help our business in the future.
But it's also one, too, the feed rations for any type of species in the aquaculture industry. I would assume that's pretty different and pretty complex, too.
Well, it is, because, you know, there's over 1,500 different species of fish. Each species takes a different diet. It's not like feeding a chicken or a hog or a beef worldwide. You know, you can get by with one or two rations and come out pretty good. Here, a catfish or a tilapia can take 40% to 50% soy in their diet. And there's other marine species that can only tolerate a 5% or 10% blend of soy in there. We're attempting to figure out how we can utilize more soy in those diets.
Those were the comments of John Ray, Kansas Soybean Commission's representative to and vice chairman of the Soy Aquaculture Alliance. He joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.